me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Once upon a time, in the bustling village of Chelm, there was a stranger who was running, 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 running. She looked focused and out of breath. The townspeople, who were busy going about their daily routines, noticed the stranger. They were very curious. It seemed like she was excitedly searching for something or running towards something. And they were quite interested and intrigued. And each person that saw this woman running stopped what they were doing and joined her in her pursuit. The baker left his dough rising in the bakery. The blacksmith put down his hammer on his table. Even the children paused their games. They didn't want to miss out. They too went to follow the stranger. And as word spread, more and more and more people joined the growing crowd. Until the mayor, who was just about to give a speech, even left his podium to see what all the commotion was about and joined in the run as well. Even pets joined the crowd. There were dogs barking, and the crowd was growing larger and larger and larger. It was winding through the town of Chelm, almost like a river. People were laughing and shouting and cheering and trying to figure out why they were all running. Some thought that maybe a famous celebrity was visiting town. Others wondered if there maybe was something dangerous that this runner was running away from. And many others were convinced that there must be a treasure that the runner was on her way to collect. As people continued to run, the excitement grew and they continued to cheer. And the runners all started motioning to any onlookers who were standing on the side to join them. Nobody in Chelm wanted to miss out on the action. People were panting and running and getting out of breath, and new people were joining, and nobody knew what they were running for or what they were running to. Nobody asked, nobody listened. They just kept running, 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 running. Until a 7-year-old boy named Avraham, who was taking a leisurely walk, noticed the chaos, noticed the crowds and crowds running. And he decided to investigate and find out what was going on. So he ran as fast as he could. He ran so, so quickly until he caught up with the stranger who was all the way at the front, leading the pack, running. "Excuse me," Avraham asked. Can you please tell me why everyone is following you?" The stranger looked at Avraham, kept running, and said, "I have no idea. I don't know why all these people are following me. I'm just training for a marathon, and I'm running through your town. And before I knew it, more and more people started following me." "Thank you," Avraham said. And Avraham smiled a knowing smile. "I know just what I need to do." It seems like everyone got a little carried away. Even though Avraham was only 7 years old, he used his loudest voice and said, "Attention, all the mention! Attention, all the mention! Everybody, please stop! And thank you for listening to what I have to say! Attention, attention!" And suddenly, people started slowing down their pace until they came to a complete stop. And in his very loud voice, Avraham said, "There's no reason to be running now. The stranger in the front of the pack, that woman, she's training for a marathon. That's it. There is no treasure to be found. There's no fire that anybody is running away from. There's no celebrity that she is running towards. That's it. Everybody can go back to their regular activities. My friends can go back to playing. The blacksmith can go back to work. The baker can go back to work. Mr. Mayor, you can go back to work too." And everybody was in awe. Wow, what a wise little boy Avraham was. He didn't just join the crowd and keep running. He stopped, he asked, and he listened. This week, we read Parashat Ha'azinu. And the first word in the parsha that Moshe says, he says to the heavens, "Azinu Hashamayim." The word that Moshe says is listen. And I once learned from Rabbi Wein that this word listen really sums up the Torah and what the Torah is requiring of us. Ha'azinu, shirat ha'azinu, means to pay attention and to concentrate. And our Torah often emphasizes how valuable and important it is to listen. After all, when we received the Torah, and we committed to keeping the Torah and accepting the Torah, we said, "Na'aseh," we will do. And equally important to the word "Na'aseh" is the fact that we also said, "Nishma," we will listen. Because it's not enough to just do. We each have to have the ability to listen and to understand. We have to listen when other people speak, and we also have to listen to our inner voice that tells us what's right and what's wrong, what we could be doing, what we should be doing, and what we should not be doing. Part of the mitzvah of doing teshuvah, especially during this time of year of the Yamim Noraim, is coming back to our best selves and listening to our inner voice. People can easily ignore that voice and tune it out, like those people in Chelm that just kept running and running and running without stopping to ask, without stopping to listen or trying to understand. When we do a good job listening to what others have to say and to our own inner voice, that is a sign of kedusha, of holiness, and a commitment on our part to become better and better. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're given the gift of being able to listen in this way, to listen to the davening, to listen to our inner voices, to listen and look out for the needs of others. May our efforts to be good listeners to the words of the Torah, to the needs of other people, and to our own selves, help us grow and serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim, for our brothers and sisters in Israel, for all of Am Yisrael, and may we be blessed with a year that is overflowing with brachot and peace and simcha. Wishing everyone a Shabbat Shalom and a meaningful Rosh Hashanah and Shabbat Shuvah.